Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Welcome to tonight's education-based varsity basketball game, girls basketball, right here on a Wednesday evening. Women's is the North Miami Lady Warriors and the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 9 minutes, 33 seconds, counting down. We're in pregame varsity competition right here. Both teams out on the floor. They're taking shots according to their curriculum right now. 9:22 on the clock right now. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the North Miami Lady Warriors. They have a school enrollment of 287. They're Class 2A, sectional 36. There are five in their sectional, and I will mention, as of Sunday, November 27th, here's how they stack up. Pioneer, they're 5-0. North Miami, they're 5-0. Followed up by Lewis Cass, Winamac, and Wabash. The principal at North Miami High School is Miriam Stewart. The athletic director is Ray Benoit. We'll mention North Miami High School is located at 570 East, 900 North. That's Denver, Indiana, 46926. On the web, you can find them at NorthMiamiSports.com. They wear the colors red and black. They perform in the Three Rivers Conference. There are 10 teams in the Three Rivers. They are Rochester, North Miami, Tippy Valley, short for Tippecanoe, Northfield, Mechanicwah, Peru, Wabash, Southwood, Witco, Manchester. The North Miami Lady Warriors are currently 5 wins, 0 losses on the season. They are 1-0 in the Three Rivers Conference. The head coach is Lori Working. Lori Working, 56 wins, 40 losses, working in year number 5 at North Miami High School. We'll let you know the next game on their agenda is going to happen this Saturday, December 3rd. It'll be North Miami at Witco. Another scheduled away game of 7 since November 11th. They've been on the road since Culver Academy's ball game. Now we'll speak a little bit about the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll mention their Class 3A, sectional 24. They have a school enrollment of 731. They have 7 in their sectional. In their sectional, stacked up like this: Hamilton Heights, 6-1. Delta, Yorktown, Jay County, 5-1. Frankton, 6-1. Followed up by Centerville and Newcastle. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. We'll mention Hamilton Heights High School. We'll also mention athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can find them on the web at hhshuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. In the East, it's Northwestern, Western, Hamilton Heights, Cass, Tipton. In the West Division, it's Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Rensselaer Central, Benton Central, and Central Catholic. We'll let you know the Lady Huskies are currently 6 wins, 1 loss. They've yet to play their first divisional game in the East, and I believe that's going to be Northwestern coming right up. And we'll also mention that it will probably be one game, just like tonight. They had a 6:30 ball game, played a half right here on the Pepsi floor. They played just one half of a JV game. They start that at 6:30. They're going to start the varsity game right around 7:30. So both teams still working out on the floor, getting stretched out, get some perimeter shots, get some defense in. 4:38 on the pregame clock. Again, we'll mention Hamilton Heights is coached by Tegan Cherry. Tegan Cherry, 105 wins, 49 losses, working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. The next game on the Huskies' agenda will be Saturday, December the 3rd. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. Huskies will travel to the Lady Lures Knights. I'll say Fort Wayne Lures. That's the first name, and the Knights are their mascot. 12 o'clock will be the JV. 1:30 p.m. will start the varsity contest. While we're talking about a little bit about what's happening on Saturday, we're going to mention a little bit about this right here. We'll talk about the festivities that will begin at 4 p.m. It's going to be at the Arcadia Town Hall and on Main Street. It'll be the tree lighting ceremony and much more. It'll start at 7 p.m. You can visit Santa Claus, dance to the music provided, cozy up to the fire pits, and you can enjoy a chili supper along with participation with kid-friendly activities. That's the Arcadia Christmas Market on Main. I say what, you can find that happening Saturday the 3rd. It'll be from 4 to 8 p.m. We'll also mention a little bit going on around the area. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, Indiana Express Rentals, TripsandFishers.com, PutMeInSports.com, Grunion Truck Store, Remax A New Realty, AGM Auto in Arcadia, Hope Jewelers there in Tipton, along with Discount Copies, Doublesville Trophies, and we'll mention Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, we'll let you know. 2 minutes, 17 seconds, clock moving down. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of what you are, where you are, or what you're doing, we'll mention you can call or text message Lisa at 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your current or best opportunity. We'll mention Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. That's Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. Clock moving down, 1:17. They started the pregame clock at 15 minutes. They'll run that out, and they'll put about 5 minutes back on the clock. They might evaporate a couple of those minutes, take it down to 3 minutes. But they're going to allow the girls to go into the locker room. They'll come back out. They'll get ready, and they'll have the national anthem here momentarily as the girls still shoot around the vicinity right there. We'll miss the North Miami pretty much. Four or five of those gals out there. And we'll mention Hamilton Heights getting ready to go to their bench right there. 42 seconds. Count rolling down. And a pretty good environment right here at Hamilton Heights High School. Basketball on a Wednesday night. Both these teams, pretty good season in the works. And that might be an understatement. So Hamilton Heights 6-1, North Miami 5-0. North Miami has already played one conference game. The clock moving down under 10 seconds. And they're getting ready to unless the clock buzzed out. Officials on the surface, they're still wearing their black overcoats. We'll call them a slight jacket. Got one of the officials stepping on the sticky swipe there in front of the scorer's bench. But you know when he's doing that, he's a serious referee. Not that the other two are not, but you can tell. So we have the national anthem right here. We're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. They're speaking right here. We'll let you listen to public address. He's asking those past, current, and maybe even present right there to stand up and serve in the military. So they're going to rise right here. We're going to observe the red, white, and blue. We'll shut this down. That's our national anthem. Now they'll go off into the locker room. The Huskies will do so. North Miami Lady Warriors going to stay out on the surface. And got some younger generation up here in the balcony having a decent time right now. And so we'll mention North Miami. Looks like the coaching staff's going to walk off. No, he'll stay there. A lot of black right there. A lot of dark uniforms being worn. And I'm going to go in there and have a bit of a powwow talk. And the North Miami is going to take use of this extra time. 5 minute mark is rolling down now. 4:33 now on the game pregame clock. And they're going to go out and shoot some free throws. So a decent ball game. We're looking forward to a good ball game. Pretty good little, I guess, a bus ride for North Miami. Up there north, they might go up 31. I think it's probably go up 19 even. Addressing the crowd right now in the Jumbotron is Superintendent Dr. Derek Arrowwood. So they're talking about the vicinity, the area right here. And around this Hamilton County. And we'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the play field. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Clark West Auto Parts. Located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana. That's 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero. That's at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at Clark West Auto Parts in Cicero. And they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's D's Auto Parts in Cicero. They got the banner. They got the Velcro banner. That's you're going to walk out and through in front of. We'll talk a little bit about the rankings. These rankings for Class 2A, Class 3A, they were tabulated on November 27th. Got the top 15 right here for Class 2A. Got those written down. We'll mention them. We'll talk about those in a little bit. Class 3A. And they're getting ready to jump out of the run-through. And girls are still shooting around the perimeter. 3 minutes stationary on the game clock, pre-game clock, waiting for folks, waiting for the Lady Huskies to run out of their locker room. Still shooting on the court, taking some shots for North Miami. Down there at number 11, Emily Smith. Also number 30 down there, Kate Inwood. Shooting some layups, Lady Huskies out of the locker room. Clock moving, 2:57. North Miami going to join them. Other teammates right there at the bench area. Just walk out in front of the scores bench. Coach following up right behind. And the Hamilton Heights fight song, better yet known as the Minnesota Rouser. Or vice versa sometimes. You don't know. 2:30 on the pregame. Getting ready to announce the starting lineups here momentarily. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity girls basketball game. This internet radio contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. 2 minutes as the clock rolls down, Lady Huskies. Down there at the south end of the gymnasium, taking some layups, some left-handed layups. And then back on the floor, North Miami. Shoot some more shots. See a couple of ladies there. That's Emily Smith, 11 and 30. Caden Hanley. Got to mention, they have some impressive free throw percentages. Percentages right there for North Miami. They're 71% as a team. We'll talk about that as the game goes on. We'll mention Molly Freeman was number 22. She's shooting 82% from the behind the stripe free throws. And then we'll also mention Logan Mauser. Logan Mauser was number 23. She's a senior. We'll talk about her in a minute. She's 5'7". She's shooting 81% behind the free throw line. She shot 21 thus far this season. There's a one-minute buzzer. They put a one-minute buzzer in this ballgame. Let them know a one-minute timeout has begun. And they're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. We'll work this direction. And Hamilton Heights in North Miami. And that's starting lineups here momentarily. And then we'll walk back this direction. 22 seconds on the pregame. So both teams getting talked about here. We'll mention. We'll begin with the starting lineups right here after the buzzer. Here comes the buzzer. Public address. And we'll mention North Miami Lady Warriors. We'll mention their non-starters. Wearing number one, Victoria Masters. She's a 5'5 sophomore. Number two, Jillian Piercy. She's a 5'3 sophomore. Number three is Jordan Hackworth, 5'6 freshman. Number four, Grace Sellers. She's a 5'10 freshman. She shoots 100% from two-point land. She shot one time. We'll mention number 10, Lainey Musil. Lainey Musil, she's a freshman, 5'7". Number 12, Tierra Springer. She's also a freshman, 5'7". Number 20, check that. We'll go 22, Molly Freeman. She's a 5'11 senior. Number 30, a 5'9 junior. That's Caden Hanley. Let's talk about the starting lineup. Wearing number 11, these are believed to be starting lineup. Number 11, Emily Smith. She's a 5'7 junior. Number 13, Allison Bowman. She's a 5'6 senior. Number 20, Harrison Hunt. Harrison Hunt, she's a sophomore, 5'6". Number 23, Logan Mauser. She's a 5'7 senior. And I'm wearing number 32, Ellie Musselman. She's a 5'10 senior. Head coach of the North Miami Lady Warriors is Coach Lori Working. We'll mention they have 13 on their roster, 4 seniors, 2 juniors, 3 sophomores, 1 freshman. We'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton High Huskies, their starting lineup. First, we'll mention the non-starters. Number 3, Katie Brown, 5'6 sophomore. Number 4, Taylor Harley, 5'6 sophomore. Number 12, Morgan Ottinger, 5'5 junior. Number 13, Stacey Smith, 6'2" freshman. Number 14, Jocelyn Wolfgang, a 5'6" senior. And number 42, Vivian Lynch, a 5'6" sophomore. We'll talk about the starting lineup for the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies will start like this. Wearing number 2, Ella Hickok. She's a 5'6" junior. Wearing number 10, Cameron Leonard. She's a 5'9" junior. Number 24, Natalie Cherry. She's a 5'9" junior. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. She's a 5'4" senior. And number 23, Cassidy Shakel. She's a junior, 5'7" tall. The head coach for the Lady Huskies is Keegan Cherry. So they're announcing the starting lineups right there on the court. We'll mention the Lady Huskies. They have 11 on their varsity roster. Presently, they have 2 seniors. They have 5 juniors, 3 sophomores, and 1 freshman. 8 minutes on the game clock. And they're getting ready to play some basketball. Both teams are walked out. Huskies still huddled. Here comes North Miami. North Miami going to wear the black uniforms. Black uniforms, red numerals, red, the accent collar. We'll mention the Lady Huskies are going to wear the white uniforms. They're going to wear the gray numerals. And they're going to begin right here. 8 minutes, they're going to toss it up. Toss is a good toss. Going to be kicked shortly to the backcourt, picked up by the Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Outside, she'll move it left side behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Picked up right there outside with the basketball. Working her right there. Ellie's 30. Caden Hanley. They're working in the front court. Ella Hickok works it in outside the paint, in the paint. Hadley Cherry, she'll pass it to the corner. Left elbow extended. Shot short off the mark. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Saving the ball from going out of bounds. Ella Hickok saves it back in to Cameron Runner. Hickok going to try to pass it down low. It's going to be intercepted. Going back the other direction. Credit that steal by Ellie Musselman. In the front court, Lady Warriors on the approach. We're going to behind the arc. We're going to see the corner. That's 23, Logan Mauser. Logan Mauser is going to be a bump foul out top. They're going to whistle a foul on the Lady Huskies, Cameron Runner. 7:06 left. We play 54 minutes. 54 seconds, I should say. Nothing. No score here early at Hamilton Heights. North Miami, they bring it in. Pass brought in, Caden Hanley. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by the Lady Huskies. Check that. It's going to be last touch by North Miami. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt. Pass brought in on the dribble. Looking for instruction from Coach Cherry. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. to move it left side behind the arc. Taylor Roten passed it back out top. Cameron Runner being guarded closely there by 11, Emily Smith. Working back out top, back pedal dribble. Working to the left side, Cameron Runner. Runner outside the arc, so back pedal. Looks for passing. She's deep in the front court, closer to the scores bench. She'll pass it out top now in the center circle on the dribble. It's Ella Hickok. She'll move it left. 6:25 left during the first quarter. No score. Driving inside to bring the ball back out. Lost the handle off her legs. She picked it up. That's Cameron Runner. Being guarded now by Caden Hanlon. Back out top, moving the basketball. She'll stationary right there. She'll dribble right. Ella Hickok, stationary dribble near the center circle. She'll move it out forward. They're picking up a screen. Defense right there. Good by Logan Mauser. Passes out of it. Gets it to Cameron Runner. Back out top. They'll reset the offense. Ella Hickok. Looking for a screen. Cassie Schaefel doesn't use the screen. They'll work it right side behind the arc. They'll work it back in her elbow. Outside baseline jumper, good. Credit the bucket. Cassidy Schaefel. 2-0 contest. 5:40 on the game clock. Going to be a steal at the half court line. Lady Husky's going to go to the corner with it. Cameron Runner. Cross court pass to move it around the perimeter. Clockwise. They'll move it back to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry on the dribble. Shouting out some directions. She got it outside the arc to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner picks up and uses a screen from Schaefel. She'll keep the dribble alive. She'll go around the perimeter. Hand it back out top. Ella Hickok. Hickok going to pass it in. Schaefel back around the perimeter. Touches the hands briefly. Hadley Cherry. They'll work it back out top. Number of 10. That's Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner on the drive. She'll go baseline. It's closed up right there. Good defense by North Miami. Ball's going to be shot 3-point land. Wouldn't go. Rolls out. Rimmed out. That was Cameron Runner back the other direction. North Miami. Lady Warriors going to start it in the front court. At 13, Allison Bowman. Out top of the basketball field perimeter, jog to go left side. Working around the perimeter, now back out top. That's number 11, Emily Smith. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Rimmed out long, wouldn't go. Rebound by North Miami in the corner, right corner baseline. Emily Smith to work it down low. Shot wouldn't go, got a rebound put back. Shot wouldn't go there. First shot taken by 22, Freeman. Next one by Haley. Going back the other direction, Lady Huskies on the rebound. 4:15 on the game clock. Working her right side. On the dribble, working it back out top. Ella Hickok with the basketball. Going to be a timeout call. Lady Huskies going to call a timeout. Going to be a 30-second timeout, we'll mention. This game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. That's owner on site daily. That's Dirk. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Ball brought in slightly in the front court. Pass to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Back out top, Kaylee Roten works the right side to Runner. She'll take a shot from three. She'll dribble in. She's in the paint. Going to throw back out of there. Ella Hickok on the dribble. A lot of folks wanted to step there. No call. Short off the rim. Shot taken by Katie Brown. Going to get it grazed the rim. It's evidently going to be grazed by a fingertip of North Miami. They're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 3:46 on the game clock, first quarter. 2-0 contest. Lady Huskies by one. Excuse me, by two. One bucket. They're working back outside the arc. Kaylee Roten. Roten's going to pass it back left side behind the arc in front of the North Miami bench. Working it back there out top. Ella Hickok. She'll shout out some point out some directions to get the ball back to Cameron Runner. She'll go across the lane, going to pass it outside. 3-point shot on the way. Katie Brown rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound secured by North Miami. That's Molly Freeman, 22, going back the other direction. Going to drive off the paint. Going to call setting up to draw a charge. Cassidy Schaefel, they're going to whistle the first foul here in the ball game. It's going to be whistle on North Miami, 23, Logan Mauser. She has one. Take that back. Lady Huskies also with one. One each. Early going here in the first quarter. 3:10 remaining. Clock rolling. In the front court with the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. She'll take a drive. She'll drive baseline. Try a reverse layup. Right-handed layup wouldn't go from the left side of the bucket. Rebound out of there secured by 13, Allison Bowman. To the front court. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Tipped out of bounds, good defense. That was Cameron Runner picking her up at half court. Goes out in front of the scores bench. They're going to bring it back in. Going to get it back to the pass, the trigger lady. That's number 13, Allison Bowman. Work a bounce pass, right side. Right there, triple threat. That's Mauser. Back out top to move the basketball. Around the perimeter. That's 13 with the basketball on the dribble, Allison Bowman. Over to right side going baseline, two-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there, just missed at 30. Caden Hanley back the other direction. Lady Huskies, Katie Brown on the dribble. Working on the left side behind the arc. Pass her back out, Cameron Runner out to Katie Brown. Working the right side, Ella Hickok. Going to take an elbow shot right side, good. Cassidy Staple for two. 4-0 contest. Lady Huskies in front, 2:02 left. Here the first quarter, going to be a steal in the backcourt. Lady Huskies playing pressure. Cameron Runner comes up with it, gives it back to Ella Hickok. Goes the corner with it, a couple steps behind the arc. Long off the rim, Cameron Runner wouldn't go. Rebound, Caden Hanley. To the front court with the basketball. Going to be kicked out of bounds. Good reflexes right there. Cameron Runner. Kicks the ball out of bounds. 1:42 left. North Miami get the ball back. They'll be right in front of the Huskies bench area. Get the ball back in the hands of point guard 13, Allison Bowman. She'll work it outside right perimeter. Out top now on the dribble. Outside the arc, Bowman. Guarding her is Ella Hickok. 1:25 left here in the first quarter. Going to be a bounce pass. Outside the arc, she'll work it inside. Turnaround jumper. Going to get the bucket. Baseline fadeaway just inside the paint. She'll get one more shot. That's number 22. 22 right there, Molly Freeman. The foul's going to be whistled on Lady Huskies. It's going to be on number 3, Katie Brown. 3-point play is good. That's 22, Molly Freeman. 1-point ball game, early going. 1:15 left. Lady Huskies 4. Lady Warriors 3. Outside the arc. Moving the basketball around the perimeter. Cameron Runner. She'll drive the lane. Try an underhanded scoop shot somewhat, and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the stripe. So just at the other end, we mentioned Mauser. I should say Molly Freeman shooting 82%. Mentioned that pregame. She nailed the 3-point play at this end. Two shots for Cameron Runner. First shot up and good. Cameron Runner, she's shooting on the season also 82%. Entering the ballgame, 36 of 44. And now 38 of 46. 6-3 contest. Brought in backcourt once again, North Miami. Lady Huskies providing some pressure. Working in the backcourt, deep in the backcourt, going to call a timeout. Coach Lori working, going to call a timeout. Going to save the possession and get the use of a good timeout. There's going to be a 30-second timeout. 57.2 seconds left here in the first quarter. And we'll miss him. PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. So, working right there, we'll mention this season, baseball in the spring. We'll mention Lafayette School for Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. And this winter, basketball. Girls and boys variety. 57.2 seconds left. They're going to inbound the basketball. North Miami, bounce pass, gets it into point guard. That's Allison Bowman. Cross-court skip pass, going to cross the timeline on the dribble. 23, Logan Mauser. She'll backpedal, she'll go back baseline. Take a one-handed floater, couldn't get it. Rebound, putback is good. Just inside the paint, left side off the glass, 22, Molly Freeman. 38 seconds left here in the first quarter. 6-5 ball game. Lady Huskies by one. Looking at outside the arc, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble left. Going to work it inside. The cutter was Cameron Runner. Coach Lori working, looking perplexed, looking for where the cutter was coming from, and nobody guarding. We're going to back outside to move it back around. Outside the arc, three-point shot. Rims around, falls off, rebound. Going to go back up with a shot. Going to be a foul on the floor. They're not going to allow shots. That three-point shot was efforted by 11, Emily Smith. Emily Smith will mention 2.4 points a game, but she rebounds at three rebounds a game and 3.2 assists per game. But if he kicked in, going to be picked back up, going back the other direction. Ella Hitchcock. That's a tight pass, a difficult pass to handle. And they're going to front court, have the Cherry. Shot off the mark would go from three-point land. At the end of one quarter of play, Templeton Heights Lady Huskies, 8. North Miami Lady Warriors, 5. We'll also let you know this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. They have two Hamilton County locations. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online. You can visit them online or visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So 8 minutes on the game clock. Second quarter. Get ready to begin right here. 8-5 contest. Lady Huskies in front. North Miami out on the floor. Lady Huskies going to join them. It's going to be inbound by North Miami with the alternate possession arrow. We brought in from half court. We brought in by number 13, Allison Bowman. And she'll pass it to the backcourt. Touches hands briefly. Emily Smith back to Bowman. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Working the right side with the basketball. Going to be intercepted. Going to be stolen right there. Going to be a foul in the backcourt after the steal. A reach in and a good steal by Cameron Runner. And the foul happened immediately after the steal. They're going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Logan Mauser. She's a 5'7 senior. Mauser averages 18 points per game. Ball's in the front court, stolen back by North Miami. Going across the timeline on the dribble. That's 13, Allison Bowman. They'll work it down low. Ball's going to be tipped. Two men up for it, Hadley Cherry and 30, Caden Hanley. Top pass there in the paint. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say it belongs to the Lady Huskies. 7:31 on the game clock. On the dribble. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Ella Hitchcock. Going to work at elbow, left side, Cassidy Schakel. She'll work it back out top. Cameron Runner. Through the legs, she'll bring it back the other direction. She'll take a shot inside the arc. About a 17 footer, good for two. 10-5 contest. In the backcourt, Hampton Heights going to pass out of it, does North Miami. See the front court with the basketball. On the dribble is Logan Mauser. Out top, she'll bounce pass to the corner. Right there in the corner, Caden Hanley. She'll dribble in, she'll go in the paint. She'll get her own rebound after the shot. She'll kick it back outside, three-point shot, rims around, wouldn't fall. A three-point shot taken by Emily Smith. Back the other direction, Katie Brown. Katie Brown almost loses the basketball, nearly a steal. Right there by 23, Logan Mauser. Outside the arc, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Shot missed there, 3-point landed. Left elbow extended. That was Kaylee Roten. 6:28 on the game clock. Missed shot at the 3-point stripe. I should say a couple of feet beyond the stripe. Credit the 3-point shot. 23, Logan Mauser. 6:15 on the game clock, second quarter. 10-8. Lady Huskies 10, Lady Warriors 8. 6:08, clock moving. In the front court, just in front of the center circle, Ella Hickok. She'll work at the left side behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble right. She'll go skip past opposite corner. And Ella Hickok had a foot on the line there on the baseline. Going to give the ball back. Might have been on the drop step. She'll give the ball back to North Miami. Going to cross the timeline with the basketball. Kaylee Roten playing tight defense. They'll pass it down in the paint. They go off the glass, 2-point bucket. North Miami credit the shot. 22, Molly Freeman, 5'11 senior, 5:40 on the game clock. Second quarter, 10-10 ball game. Working it behind the arc, they're working back outside. Kaylee Roten going to drive the lane. Off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound. Cassie Schaefer gets the putback. 12-2 on the game clock. They're going to pass it tall. A bit tall, going to go out of bounds. Set the season back in the ballgame. Hadley Cherry taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is 20. Kaylee Roten. 5:26 to be brought in side court in front of the Husky bench. Crossing the timeline with the basketball, Ella Hickok. Playing defense right there, playing man to man, lady to lady, if you will. Working behind the back dribble. Cameron Runner back out. We're working to Hadley Cherry now back outside. Ella Hickok moves it left side on the dribble. Katie Brown, Shakel, brings it back out to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Get it back outside to go elbow. Shot right side, going to rim out left. Cameron Runner couldn't get the shot. It was about a 15-footer, 14. And I'm coming up with the rebound. It was North Miami, and Cameron Runner tried to get the ball back. It's called for the foul. And it was this foul on Cameron Runner. She has two. Team foul number 4. 3 thus far on North Miami. We'll mention in the front court. We're going to back around. We're going to cross timeline and look it down in the paint. Ball's picked away and stolen by Hadley Cherry on the dribble. Ella Hickok in the front court. Working it behind the arc. On the dribble. Double team. Right there's a single team now right there. 13, Allison Bowman. Bring the ball back out, reset the offense with Cameron Runner. They work the right side with the basketball, Katie Brown. Moving the feet, defensive unit right there, all 5 for North Miami Lady Warriors. They'll go cross-court pass, Katie Brown. She'll bounce it out top on the dribble. She'll backpedal dribble now. She'll pass it left side. That was Ella Hickok. Have the cherry to the corner, 3-point shot, short off the mark. Shot taken there by Katie Brown. Rebound. Touch toss back out to Cameron Runner. She'll take a baseline shot, get the bucket at about 12 feet. Trying to get the ball to the front court. Pressure in the back court, Lady Huskies. Going to come up with another basketball. They're going to work at left side to the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be a foul whistle on the play. It's going to be number 30 for North Miami. Caden Hanley, 5'9 junior. She picks up her second foul here in the first half. Working at right side behind the arc, or behind the baseline. They get the ball in to Cameron Runner. Out top, Shakel. She'll give the ball back to Ella Hickok. She'll work at left side, outside the arc. 3-point shot, good. Credit the bucket. Cameron Runner from a couple of steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. 3:33 on the game clock. 17-10. To the front court with the basketball. They'll work it down low. Going to be pass back in, trying to save the basketball, does save it into the hands of Katie Brown of the Lady Huskies. She'll go back the other direction. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be a shooting foul for Cameron Runner. 3:19 on the game clock. Cameron Runner going to step to the stripe. She'll shoot two. We'll mention that foul was whistled. On number 30, Caden Hanley. Caden Hanley picks up number 3 here in the first half. Got 2 subs waiting to check in after this first shot. Cameron Runner gets the first. Kaylee Roten back in the game to substitute for Katie Brown. And also in the game is number 10, Laney Musall, 5'7" freshman in the ballgame. Taking a breather is number 30, Caden Hanley, the 5'9" junior. So 3:19 on the game clock. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Runyon's. That's Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, an Atlanta, Indiana address, the rural address 46031. Or check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Onions will mention, that's INK, will also mention, again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your truck accessory needs. And I mean, they're at Runyon. They bleed orange. And so 3:19 on the game clock. Step into the foul stripe going to be Cameron Runner. North Miami, Lady Warriors, going to fill the lane right there. Coming in to go down low block on the right side. That's 22, Molly Freeman. Couple of dribbles. Cameron Runner gets the first and got the second. 3:19 on the game clock. Brought in the backcourt on the dribble, Allison Bowman. Three in the backcourt, and a dribble across, break the press. On the dribble there was Emily Smith. They'll work it left side to pass it cross court, skip pass. Going to pass it down low. You pass it down low, trying to stay to the basketball. Pass is tall. Retrievable, but tall. That's number 22, Molly Freeman. Ball goes out of bounds. 3 minutes on the game clock. And across the timeline on the dribble. Going to work it there in the center circle. Going to work it elbow, right side, Hadley Cherry. Back to 10, Cameron Runner. 2:45 on the game clock. Calling out some instructions. She'll dribble left side. Going to be a foul whistle. Going basic, going hard to the hoop there from the left elbow. That was Ella Hickok. 2:41 on the second quarter clock. Foul's going to be whistled on 22, Molly Freeman, 5'11 senior. She has one in the ballgame. First shot short off the rim, wouldn't go. That's number 2, Ella Hickok. Hickok began the evening 68% of the stripe, 17 for 25, now 17 for 26, and they couldn't get the second. 2:40 on the game clock, 19-10. Crossing the timeline with the pass, North Miami. Working it back out top, moving the perimeter. Lady Huskies moving their feet, playing zone, and they're working out top. Three-point shot, good. Credit the bucket, 13, Allison Bowman. Allison Bowman on the season shoots 43% from three-point land. She's now 10 for 22, so she's better than. Inside the arc, three-point shot wouldn't go. It's a two-point shot. Rebound secured by Ella Hickok. That shot taken by Schakel. Back out top to the basketball. Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble. She'll work her right side. Outside the arc, Kaylee Roten. Long off the rim. Won't go. Rebound fought for. It's going to be loose. Couple of collisions there. No foul. Would have been comparative. Back in the backcourt right there. Picked up by North Miami. They're getting across the timeline. They'll work it down low off the glass. Shredded the bucket, 22, Molly Freeman. 19-50, Lady Huskies by 4. 1:35 on the game clock. On the dribble, out top, working the right side. On the dribble, Cameron Runner, she'll push it back out top. Three-point shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Ella Hickok, rebound, Hadley Cherry back out to Ella in the right corner baseline. Going to be a push foul. Just an incidental push foul right there. Ella Hickok's going to absorb it. And a whistleless foul on number 10, Laney Musall. Laney Musall, she has her first foul in the ballgame. It's team foul number 7. Ella Hickok will shoot the one shot, maybe the bonus. Lady Huskies with 4 thus far here in the first half. So shot rimmed around. Revolution, the rim wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. Right there, low on the block. Look at that Shakel. Check that. It was Katie Brown. Foul's going to be whistled on North Miami. Whistle this foul on 22. Molly Freeman, 5'11 senior. 1:19 left. Katie Brown, long off the rim, online, the rim's off. 1:15 on the game clock. We're going to rock that crossover dribble. We're going to dribble in the lane. He's going to try to pass out of the chest pass. It's deflected by Ella Hickok, picked up by Cameron Roten. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Now cross-court double skip pass and move it around the perimeter. Out top, Kaylee Roten. Three-point shot good from near straight away. 22-15. Going to be a timeout whistle. 56.3 left here in the first half. Will Mission. They're just talking it over right now. It's just going to be a substitution right now. Could have been a timeout. Looked like one. Didn't take it. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. 56.3 seconds left. North Miami. Going to be three pressure in the backcourt for Lady Huskies. They worked the ball in on the dribble. Logan Mauser. Logan Mauser going to pass it. Bounce pass across the timeline on the dribble. It'll be a high dribble. She's going to track the ball down on the next step. And they're going to call a traveling violation. Give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 46.5 left. Substitution in the ball game. Going to make sure check back in. Right there. Nick King giving her some advice, some instruction. So 46.5 left. Going to be brought in front of the Husky bench. Crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok back out top. Cameron Runner works at left side. Taylor Roten takes a pass back out to Cameron, back out to Roten. They're in the same location. She'll get the ball back to Ella Hickok. 30 seconds left on the dribble. Crossover. Works at left side. Katie Brown on the dribble. We're in the back right side behind the arc. It was Ella Hickok. Back to Katie. Now back to Ella. Ella on the dribble out top. Working at right side behind the arc. Katie Brown. She'll dribble it back out. 13 seconds left. Working it back in on the dribble. Out top, Cameron Runner. 8 seconds left out top. Going to work through the right corner baseline. Ella Hickok will pass it inside. 16-footer from straight away. Wouldn't go, have the carry. Couldn't hit the shot. We'll mention 22-15. A good ball game in the works. Both teams going to go to halftime. Lady Huskies in front by 7. And we do thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you listening. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by REMAX New Realty. Are you looking for that real estate professional in Tipton, Indiana? Visit REMAX New Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. REMAX New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. REMAX New Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. That's newrealtyhomes.com. You can visit them on the web. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. They now restore classic cars and trucks. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just take Howard Street west off of State Road 19. That's in Arcadia. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are the, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2. And we'll also mention the scheme is in part being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, they're located in Noblesville. You can dial them up at 317-773-8783. They offer a wide range of services. Blueprint size color prints up to 36 inch by 48 inch. Laminations up to 22 inches wide. They do quite a lot of items there. They have quality employee. You can stop right there outside the place of business and you can order right there at the step. They have slide open glass doors, glass window. It's very nicely done. You can pick up the same way. We'll mention Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. They're located at 100 Mensa Drive. Discount Copies. They're behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32. West of Noblesville, and right there beside Bowl 32 in Noblesville. You can email them at discountcopies96@gmail.com. Again, that's discountcopies96@gmail.com. We'll mention a little bit about the class rankings for this week. This week, November 27th, they were tabulated. The top 15 in Class 2A. Here's how they stack up. Number 1, Forest Park. They got 7 wins, 0 losses. Number 2 is Andrean. Andrean, 4 wins, 0 losses. Number 3, North Knox. North Knox, 8 wins, 0 losses. Number 4, Blackford. The Blackford Lady Bruins, 6 wins. 0 losses. Number 5, Winchester. Winchester, 4 wins, 1 loss. Number 6, Central Noble, 8 wins, 0 losses. Yeah, that's probably according to strength of schedule. You probably wonder, maybe so, 4-1, 8-0. But that's how they do it. We'll mention number 7 is Carroll. Carroll, that's out of Flora, Indiana. That's out on 18. We'll mention those 6 wins. 1 loss. Tied at number 8, 2 teams. Brownstown Central, they're 5-2. Pioneer, they're 5-0. At number 10, it's Seager. The Seager Lady Patriots are 5 wins, 0 losses. At number 11, there are 2 teams tied at number 11. North Miami Lady Warriors are 5-0. At the number 11. Also at number 11 is Eastern Hancock. They're 7-1. At number 13, Eastern Pekin. Eastern Pekin, 4 wins, 2 losses. And at number 14, there are also 2 teams tied at 14. University High School, the Lady Trailblazers, they're 4-3. And at 14 also is Linton Stockton. 6 wins, 0 losses. They were Linton Stockton football team at the top of the polls pretty much all year long. We'll mention Class 3A. Class 3A, also tabulated on November 27th. Here are the top 13 teams. Now, this is not the coaches' poll. We'll mention the coaches' poll after the routine poll right here that we'll mention. We'll mention a few teams in the coaches' poll ranking. But at number one, presently, this week, November 27th, state of Indiana, Twin Lakes Lady Indians. 9 wins, 0 losses. In the coaches' poll, they're at number 14. Number two is Norwell. Norwell, 7 wins, 1 loss. Number three, Indian Creek. They're 7 wins, 0 losses. In the coaches' poll, overall, they're number 10. Number four is Corydon Central. They're 9 wins, 0 losses. They're at number 12 in the coaches' poll. Number five, Mishawaka Marion. They're at number 13. They're 6-1, 13 in the coaches' poll. 2:12, clock moving down. Pre-game, I should say intermission clock rolling down. We'll also mention at number six, Jay County. The Jay County Lady Patriots. 5 wins, 1 loss. At number seven, Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. 6 wins, 1 loss. Number eight, Gibson Southern. 3 wins, 1 loss. Number nine, Evansville Memorial. 4 wins, 0 losses. Number 10, Heritage Christian. 4 wins, 0 losses. Number 11, Benton Central. 4 wins, 2 losses. Number 12, Northwestern. Northwestern Lady Tigers, 4-2. They'll be the Huskies' opponent coming up this weekend. We'll mention number 13, West Lafayette. They're 7 wins, 1 loss. And that's how they stack up this week, November 27th, Class 2A, Class 3A. And we thank you for tuning in. Absolutely, we'll mention working right here. Keeping education in front of athletics. High School of Sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. First Buzzers fans will also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they're there to ensure that you get the right part the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931, a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero. So 10 minutes going by, it's your mission clock. Both teams get ready to join right here. Third quarter can be brought in. Also, the possession arrow going to give the ball to the Lady Huskies. Can be brought in by Kaylee Roten. She tosses the backcourt slightly. Ella Hitchcock crossing the timeline. She'll be met with a double team. She'll pass out of it. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Cross-court tip pass to Abby Cherry. Tip the ball on her pass to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner comes up with it. Then back to Runner. Overhead pass. They go tip pass to the corner. Three-point shot. Kaylee Roten. Off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Lady Huskies. Cameron Runner. Works it back out to Ella Hitchcock. They're working inside the paint. Abby Cherry. Inside out play. They go to the corner again. Kaylee Roten. Shoots the three-point bucket from the right corner baseline. 25-15, Lady Huskies in front, looking across the timeline. They'll pass back over to the point guard. That's 13, Allison Bowman. They'll work it back in the paint. Floater, credit the bucket. North Miami, that's 23, Logan Mauser. 7:02 on the game clock, 25-17. We're going to right side, Lady Huskies by 8. Working with the basketball, elbow left side. Playing defense right there against Schaefer was 22, Molly Freeman. They'll work it back around. behind the arc with the basketball, Cameron Runner on the dribble. She'll bounce it outside. Back pedal dribble in the center circle, Ella Hickok. Calling out some directions. She'll work it right side, pick up a double screen. Hadley Cherry and Cassie Shakel get the ball back outside. Hadley Cherry, they're working around the perimeter, catching hands briefly. There in the corner, they get it back. Ball goes tipped out of bounds. Should mention Ella Hickok. Pass to the corner. Cameron Runner, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Ball deflected. A lot of folks thought it might have been Husky basketball. They give it back to North Miami. They get the ball in, 13, Allison Bowman. On the dribble, crossing the timeline, left side, that's 11, Emily Smith. Going to be a blocking foul right there in front of the North Miami bench. 6:15 on the game clock. 25-17, Lady Huskies by 8 in the paint. Pass it back out of there on the dribble. Out behind the arc, Allison Bowman. Picking her up slightly right there, loosely guarded right there. That's number 20. A little bit tighter right there. They're working it back in. I'm seeing Roten. They'll dish the ball off through the legs. They're going to paint. They're going to call a block shot, underhanded shot. They're going to call, they locked it up. They're going to call a jump ball. Some friction there. They call a jump ball. 25-17. 5:58 on the game clock. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to bring it in the paint off the glass. 2-point bucket. Credit the shot, number 30, Caden Hanley. 25-19. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. Going to work left through the legs. Out top right there, center circle, Ella Hickok. Working guard her, 23, Logan Mauser. They move the ball back around, Ella Hickok from Cameron Runner. So work it down low, outside the paint. Going to work it right side, baseline jumper. Shot rolls around, ready to go for Schaefer. Blocked out was good right there by 22, Molly Freeman. Ball carom is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by North Miami. It's going to be brought in from side court. Kaylee Roten darting her, sliding on the inbound. Allison Bowman. It passes to the backcourt. Ella Hickok across the timeline. 5:22 on the game clock. Working to the right side. Move across over. Working to the left. Will be a blocking foul. They're going to call a foul. Lady Husky. They're going to bring the ball in from side court. Belongs to North Miami. They're about three-fourths away in the backcourt. Ball brought in right there by 11. Emily Smith on the dribble. Allison Bowman. She'll bounce it through the front court. Took her eyes off of it just slightly. Ball goes out of bounds. In front of the spectator section across from the scores bench. 25-19. 6-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. In the center circle, Ella Hickok. Picking her up loosely, about a 6 to 8 yards feet away. At 23, Logan Mauser. A dribble at right side in the paint. Elbow. She'll bring the ball back out. Back pedal dribble now. It's Cameron Roten. She'll work at right side. Schaefer now through the corner. Number 2 on the dribble. That's Ella Hickok. She picks up her dribble. She'll pass back to near the corner. Cassie Schaefer back outside the arc. Thought about a shot. She'll dribble in. Cameron Roten. She'll go left side near the corner. Try to save the basketball. It's going to be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. 4:31 on the game clock. 25-19. Third quarter. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Open on site daily, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 11. Indiana Express Rentals. Ball's going to be brought in baseline, left of the bucket, by Cameron Runner. To get it in, Ella Hickok. Going to be a bit of a blocking foul there. Not much, but they're going to whistle a foul on North Miami. 23, Logan Mauser. Mauser going to pick up her third foul here in the ballgame. Pass to the backcourt, Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. Going to be picked up right there by 23, Logan Mauser. Behind the arc, Katie Brown. Katie Brown in the ball game, working behind the arc right there. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Guarding her closely is Emily Smith, number 11. Going to crossover dribble in the lane. She'll spin move, kick the ball back out. That was Ella Hickok. Back out to Katie Brown. They'll work her right side, right elbow. Katie Broughton. Now back out top. Setting up the offense once again. Working it right side. On the defense here once again is Logan Mauser. They're working outside the arc. Touches the hands briefly. It's Katie Brown. Now back to Hazard Cherry. Working right side. Katie Roten. She pushes out behind the arc right there on the dribble. That's Cameron Runner. Working right side. They're trying to get it back to the corner. Trying to find Hazard Cherry. Pass goes deflected. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Brought in by Hazard Cherry. Working through the corner. On the dribble, around the perimeter, working right side of the paint, going to go for the shot, going to call a traveling violation. So they're going to whistle a travel right there on Cameron Runner with her jump step. Some will, some won't. So in the front court with the basketball, it's the back court of the basketball. On the dribble, picked up there, trying to get across the timeline. Emily Smith, good defense, cat-like reflexes right there, number 10. That's Cameron Runner. 3:27 on the game clock. 25-19. Looking to get the ball in. She does. That's Emily Smith. Gets it in. Caden Hanley. Back to Smith. She'll bounce it down low. Going to be a foul whistled. Trying to step in front to make the steal with Hazzy Cherry. And then they're going to call her for a foul in the ball game. We'll mention. Take that back. It's going to be a defensive foul in the ball game. They're going to whistle this one on 22. Molly Freeman, she has three. Team foul number two. Lady Huskies with two here in the first half. Both teams with two. 3:20 on the game clock. Lady Huskies to the front court. Ella Hickok. 25-19. Lady Huskies in front. Working it out top with the basketball. Katie Roten guarding her quickly with Allison Bowman. They'll work at elbow. Cameron Runner. They'll get it back down inside. Ella Hickok. So back pedal dribble to the right corner baseline. Picking her up defensively is Logan Mauser. Outside the arc, three-point shot short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Saving the basketball. A shot taken by Katie Brown. Saving the basketball before it went out of bounds was Ella Hickok. Working down low with the basketball. Katie Roten. Pretty deep in the front court. Couldn't get the ball above the rim. Back to the other side. Going to call a whistle or traveling violation. They're going to whistle a travel according to that. Did you get the ball down before the first step happened? So they give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 2:40 on the game clock. Official calling off. 10 seconds, no problem. About 7 seconds across the timeline. That's Ella Hickok. Out top of the basketball, Katie Roten. Working right side behind the arc. Cameron Runner, she'll pick up a screen. She'll use it. She'll go left side in the paint. Go to the corner with it. Katie Brown. Back out to Ella Hickok. 2:15, third quarter clock. And a dribble left side off the glass. Left-handed layup just inside the paint. That was Ella Hickok. 27-19. Going to work it right side. Beat the press with the bounce pass to the front court. Going to dribble in now. Going to bounce it down low. Bounce pass going to be picked up by Lady Husky's Ella Hickok. Going back the other direction. Going to be a foul whistle going up for a layup left side of glass. That was number three for the Lady Huskies, Katie Brown. Going to be a foul whistled on the Lady Warriors. To the free throw line, going to be number three, Katie Brown. 1:53 left here in the third quarter. A foul whistle on 13, Allison Bowman. She has one. First shot online, long off the rim. She'll get one more. 27-19. Next shot on the way. Rimmed out, same location. Right on line, but a bit long. Working around, 1:49 on the game clock. Going to pass across the timeline. That's Bowman to the front court on the dribble. Crossed over. She went baseline. Started towards the main floor and started went baseline. Crossover dribble. She's going to draw a foul from a Lady Husky. Lady Husky foul whistled on 24, Hadley Cherry. She picked up her second team foul, number 3. And I'm going out of the ballgame, getting a well-deserved rest is Kaylee Roten. Going to pass the ball in down near the center circle. Right there, 13, Allison Bowman on the dribble. She'll pick it up. Guard her closely there, Katie Brown. She'll pass out of it. She gets to a teammate. They'll go just outside the paint. Floater. Wouldn't go. Going to be a jump ball on the rebound. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 1 minute, 30 seconds left. To the front court, Katie Brown. Out top, center circle, Ella Hickok. Picking her up. Pretty good distance here. 23, Logan Mauser. 1:17 on the game clock. Lady Huskies deliberate in the front court. So far, Will Mission with the basketball and dribble, she'll cross over. Cameron Leonard across the elbow. Right side, they're working back around. Katie Brown. We're going to have to shake. We're going to go to the corner with it. Back to Brown. She'll pass the ball into paint. Back to Shaco. Back to the corner. Driving baseline. Bounce pass out of there from Ella Hickok. They'll get to Hadley Cherry inside out. They'll move the ball around. They go baseline again with the basketball. They'll be passed to the corner. And Shaco's intercepted by Bowman. Going the other direction to the left-handed dribble. They go behind the arc on the dribble. They go off top with the basketball. That's Emily Smith. They'll move it to the opposite right corner baseline. She'll dribble in. She goes hit by Staple to go off the glass. 2-point bucket for 30, Caden Hanley. 27-21. 24 seconds left. Third quarter, crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. They're working through the corner. Near the corner, looking for a screen. Cameron Runner. Hadley Cherry picks up, checks the screen. She'll not use it. She'll pass out. I'm going to get back to Hadley Cherry. She'll go out in front of the scores bench. Somewhat deep in the front court on the dribble. Ella Hickok works to the corner. Cassie Schaefer. 1 second. Looking for a shot to get off, and she got the shot off. Looking for a bank shot. Didn't go in. That was Ella Hickok. 8 minutes on the game clock. 27-21. We'll go to a fourth quarter action here momentarily. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. .com since 1983. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. Visit them online or visit them on site. FritzinFishers.com. Excuse me. 8 minutes on the game clock, fourth quarter on the way, 27-21, Lady Huskies in front. Ball's going to be brought in, alternate possession arrow. It's going to belong to North Miami. It's going to be brought in half court. Let me toss it in right there by point guard, Allison Bowman. She'll toss it in. Number 11, Emily Smith. Emily Smith, I should mention, 3 rebounds per game. 3.2 assists per game. 27-21. We brought in front of the scores bench. Once again, Emily Smith, number 11. She'll toss it slightly in the backcourt. Bowman. That's 13, Allison Bowman. She steps to the left side. She's going to shoot a 3. Short off the rim, rims over, rebound. We'll mention that shot taken by 23, Logan Mauser. Working the ball around the perimeter, they go right elbow. She'll drop step, goes low in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 30, Caden Hanley. Back the other direction, Lady Huskies with the rebound. On the rebound, they go behind the arc. Through the legs, Ella Hickok, picking up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll bounce it right side behind the arc. Leah So Kaylee Roten short off the rim. Shot wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner was on the floor. Couldn't quite get her footing. Moves a foot, and then they're going to call her for traveling. Pretty good sportsmanship right there. Number 30, Caden Hanley. Helps her back up. Will mention 7:05 on the game clock. Working her right side behind the arc. To the corner. Back out. She gets back to the corner again. That's Bowman. Pass it down low. Ball's bounced past in the paint. Pass right there. Caden Hanley, about an 8-foot pass, bounce pass. Difficult to handle there for 11, Emily Smith. Ball goes back the other direction. 6:52 on the game clock. 27-21. Working the right side with the basketball. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll pick it up. She'll go left side baseline. About a 15-footer shot good from Cassidy Schaefer. 29-21. 6:32 on the game clock. Fourth quarter. Ball's in the hands of Emily Smith. She'll pass it back in the backcourt. No pass to get out of it. Emily Smith will bounce it down low. She'll work it to Caden Hanley. They'll work it down low in the paint. Shot off the glass wouldn't go. North Miami, but she'll shoot twice. Back in the ballgame at the free throw line now. That's number 10, Lainey Musil. Lainey Musil, a 5'7" freshman. 6:17, first shot, good. Musil, she's now shooting, let's double check here, she's shooting 60% on the season. She's now 3-for-5 and now 4-for-6. 67%. So she'll work it right there. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called. That's going to be a 30-second timeout, and we'll mention. This game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Class 1A 2022 champions. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils. Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. So 6:17 on the game clock, 29-23. Going to be brought in from backcourt, Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok going to appear to walk it across the timeline. She'll be picked up outside the arc right there by 23, Logan Mauser. She'll pass it right side, Kaylee Roten. Roten on the dribble. She'll jump pass out of it. Try to get a pass to Katie Brown near the corner. A bit tall. Goes out of bounds. Belongs to North Miami. 6:03 left, fourth quarter. 29-23. Lady Huskies by 6. Going to bounce out of that. Bowman. Back to Emily Smith. Back to Bowman. Working it across the timeline. Back to Emily Smith. She'll cross the timeline on a dribble. She'll work it right side. They'll work it down low outside the paint. Turnaround jumper in the paint. Left side of the rim. Credit the bucket. 30, Caden Hanley. 29-25. 5:40 on the game clock. On the dribble out top, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to pass it elbow right side. Cassie Schaefer. Back to Kaylee Roten. Back pedal dribble. She'll pass out of it. Cameron Runner behind the arc. She'll work it down low. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot. Katie Brown, good, in front of the Husky bench. They're working across the timeline, 32-25. Working through the front court, and working back around, just outside the paint off the glass. Two in a row, that's number 30, Caden Hanley for two. 32-27, 5:05, clock moving. Fourth quarter, crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Still at a walk pace, they're working right side of the basketball behind the arc. That's Cameron Roten. Well, mission starting here somewhat tightly right there was 10, Lainey Musil. Foul's going to be whistled on Lady Warriors. Going to whistle this one on 11, Emily Smith. She's played most of this game. Has picked up her first foul in the contest. 4:53 on the game clock. To the backcourt. On the dribble. Crossing the timeline. Center circle on the dribble. Out top. Guarding Ella Hickok is Logan Mauser. Ella Hickok takes a drive down low on the block. Outside the paint, she'll kick it outside. Three-point shot Rims out, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner back out of there. The rebound secured by Emily Smith. Schuylkill left side behind the arc. They move the ball back around. Out top of the basketball. That's 13 working the basketball there. Allison Bowman. 4:22 on the game clock. Out top with the basketball. On the dribble. Out top. Well beyond the arc. Working her right side. Right there was Katie Rowe. She'll pass out of it right side. 23. Couldn't get the shot. Logan Mauser. Baseline jumper. Shot good. Credit the bucket. 13. Cassidy. Should say. Number 13. Allison Bowman. 3:52 on the game clock. Outside the arc. With the basketball, Cameron Runner still crossed over. She'll go in the paint. She'll take a shot. Wouldn't go, but she got fouled. She goes to the stripe. She'll shoot two. 3:56 on the game clock. 32:29. Lady Huskies by three. On the dribble. Shot on the way. Rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Four on the lane for the Lady Warriors. Huskies are deep behind the basketball. And as Cameron Runner gets the second of a two-shot foul. 33-29. We're going to left side on the dribble, catching on the pass, crossing the timeline. Emily Smith, she'll find a girl down low off the glass, two-point bucket. Credit the bucket, that's 10, Lady Musil. Musil has surpassed her average with that shot. 3:24 on the game clock. 33-21. So we're going to right side baseline. Going to cut her off of the baseline. Katie Broden trying to pass out of it. It's intercepted in the front court by Logan Mauser. Mauser in the front court of the Lady Warriors. And Katie Broden comes up with a steal on a check pass across near the free throw line. Working it back out. 3:02. Now 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Working her right side with the basketball. Crossing over. Right there, Ella Hickok, dribbling exhibition out top. Going to hand off to 10. Cameron Runner back to Ella. They'll go to the corner. Hadley Cherry on the dribble. She'll push it back out. Deep in the front court, Cameron Runner. Cameron going to cross over. She'll go to the lane. She'll take a shot off the glass. She'll get the bucket. And she'll shoot one. 2:39 left here in the fourth quarter. It's going to be substitution in the ball game. Number 3, Katie Brown. Number 20, Katie Roten getting a breather. 3-point play, rims around, fell off. Going to work it back around. Going to get a rebound to North Miami. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Working it out top. That's number 10, Lady Musil. Musil on the dribble, working against her. Katie Brown, the way her right side picks up her dribble is Cameron Runner. Observes the double team. They'll pass out of it. Just inside the arc. 3-point shot good. 2-point land. Credit the bucket. Number 10, Lainey Musil. 5'7 freshman. 2:08 on the game clock. On the dribble. Stationary. Now she'll work it right side behind the arc. Cassie Shakel. She'll work it down low. Hadley Cherry. Now she'll bring it back out top. Reset the offense. Ella Hickok. She'll work it down low. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to take a shot. Going to drive baseline. Going to draw the foul. They're going to call this a 1-1. It's the seventh foul whistled right there on North Miami. Foul whistled on number 30, Caden Hanley. He has 4. First shot up, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, controlled by Caden Hanley. Back the other direction. They'll work at left side behind the arc. Left elbow, let's just say right elbow extended. 3-point shot good. North Miami, 11, Emily Smith. 36-35. North Miami in front. Going to be a full 60 seconds. Timeout called. 1:34 left in the fourth quarter. 36-35. Will mention, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you are or where you're going, you can call or text message Lisa at 317-513-5100. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Chief. First buzzer sounds, full 60 second timeout. Second buzzer, 1:34 on the game clock, 36:35. Going to be brought in, backcourt slight, and picked up there now on the dribble, Katie Brown. They'll go back in front of the scores bench. That's number two, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, bit of a back pedal dribble. She'll work it out in the center circle. She'll start an approach, elbow left side. She'll spin out, keep the dribble going. 1:18 on the game clock. She'll cross over. Crossovers, you're working there in front. So we're getting outside. Going to be a three-point shot on the way. Good. Take at it. He's short off the net. Wouldn't go. That's Katie Brown. Pretty good vantage point here, but couldn't see that with the vantage point. 1:02 on the game clock. Going to be a full 60-second timeout called by the North Miami Warriors. And we are thankful. And then you are tuning in to basketball here in the winter. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Lady Huskies. We'll mention it in Lady Warriors. And we'll let you know Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride, trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are available, always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Dunn Road in Atlanta, Indiana address. It's a local address, rural 46031. That's Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Could be brought in right here, slightly in the backcourt, and be brought in by North Miami. Going to be brought in, 13, that's Allison Bowman. She's tossing in, 23, Logan Mauser on the dribble across the timeline, Emily Smith. They'll move it to the corner, the pass out of it, deep in the front court on the dribble, North Miami, Logan Mauser. They'll work it outside and be tipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was tipped by Hadley Cherry. Goes off the leg of North Miami. They're going to say the ball belongs to the Lady Huskies. 46.6 left. Will be brought in deep in the backcourt on the side court by Cameron Runner. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll dribble right. She'll pass it elbow, right side. I should say left side. We're going to back in there. Cassidy Schaefer on the dribble. Kaylee Rote back out top. Cameron Runner will drive the lane. She's going to draw a blocking foul. She used that jump step again. A jump step she landed with both feet. So she's going to go to the strike now. She's going to shoot the 1-1. 29.2 left. 36-35. Lady Warriors in front. Four Lady Warriors on the lane. Emily Smith just beyond the three-point line. Left elbow extended. All five in the front court. First shot rims around, falls in. Tie ball game at 36. Cameron Roten. Second shot. 29.2. Rimmed around, wouldn't go. Rimmed out there, rebound secured by 13, Allison Bowman. To the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Emily Smith. Going to be a timeout called by North Miami. North Miami going to call a full 60-second timeout. Again, we'll mention Class 2A, Class 3A rankings thus far. Number one for 2A is Forest Park. Number two is Andrea. Number three, North Knox. Number four, Blackbird. Number 5, Winchester. Number 6, Central Noble. Number 7, Carroll. That's out of Florida. Tied at number 8 is Brownstown Central and Pioneer. At number 10, Seeger. Number 11, 2-team side, North Miami and Eastern Hancock. Number 13, Eastern Pekin. Number 14, 2-team side, it's University and Linton Stockton. For Class 3A, at number 1, Twin Lakes. Number 2, Norwell. Number 3, Indian Creek. Number 4, Corydon Central. Number 5, Mishawaka Marion. Number 6, Jay County. Number 7, Hamilton Heights. Number 8, Gibson Southern. Number 9, Evansville Memorial. Number 10, Heritage Christian. Number 11, Benton Central. Number 12, Northwestern. Number 13, West Lafayette. 18.9 seconds remaining. Fourth quarter, 36-36. Ball brought in the front court. Just in front of the bench for North Miami. They get into the backcourt, right, crossing the timeline on the dribble. Right there is 23, Logan Mauser. We're going to get Cameron Runner. Tries a pass, going to get the pass through. Going to be kicked again by Cameron Runner. Going to be brought in, side court. 13, Bowman. Should get in free from a three-point line, 22. Working back around, that was Molly Freeman. Shot taken from outside, wouldn't go. Back the other direction. Going to be a shot at the buzzer. We're going to go to overtime. Overtime on a Wednesday night at Hamilton Heights High School. North Miami, Lady Warriors. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Both teams ranked highly in the Class 2A, Class 3A rankings. And they'll play they call it an extra session. It's 4 minutes, half of a quarter. So that's how it works out. And Mr. Arnett Cooper himself let me know that. Appreciative of that. And I will mention a little bit about what's getting ready to happen. They're having a 60-second timeout. They'll have a jump ball once again. They do put 4 minutes on the game clock. And then they'll play overtime. Another, if needed, they'll play several. I can remember a little while back, Coach Bowman on the other floor. It was this gym, but the other floor. But anyway, he missed 5 overtimes at McConaughey. Those 5 overtimes happened at McConaughey. Yeah, remembering that, right? And it was deliberate. They won that McConaughey game we're talking about. McConaughey and Highland, Anderson Highland. That one went 3. He got beat over there. But anyway, they're going to jump it up right now. So Cameron Runner jumping it up again. That's 22. Molly Freeman. 4 minutes on the game clock. Conversation right there. And I'm working it back up. Every team, we're going to get them to push it through the front court. We're going to back around left of the bucket. We're going to drive the lane. Going to be a reach-in foul. Going to be a reach-in foul on the drive. That was 23, Logan Mauser. Working from the left elbow on up to the rim, and she got fouled before the shot. A foul whistled on 10, Cameron Runner. She has 4. Team foul number 5. 8 thus far on North Miami here in the second half. Going to bounce it in. Get the ball back. Emily Smith from the baseline got the bucket. 38-36. Lady Warriors by 2. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. So pass to the corner, Hadley Cherry. Back out top to work the basketball, Ella Hickok. She'll work it left side from the corner, Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble around the perimeter, spin move. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, pass to Shakel. Going to be picked up by Emily Smith. So pass it down low. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Runner on the dribble, crossover. Working against her, Lainey Musil. They'll work it down low. They'll pass the baseline. Shot on the way. Left corner, right corner, wouldn't go. Taps to Shakel, rims out, rebound secured by 23, Logan Mauser. In the paint, shot off the mark, and call an offensive foul on the drive. little player control, setting up to draw the charge. Number 20, Haley Roten. So I'm going to whistle this foul on 23. Logan Mauser, she has four. That's a player control. There will be no shots awarded. That is the 19th foul. Hadley Cherry going to take a breather. Number 3, Katie Brown in the ballgame. 3:05 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. She'll shallow up the pace out top. She'll pick up a screen from Shakel. She'll work at left side back out top. Cameron Runner. 2:55 left. On the dribble going right side. It's going to be a hand check. It's going to be a blocking foul out there left of the left elbow. 2:52 on the game clock. Back in the ball game, Hadley Cherry. Taking a breather, Katie Brown. 2:52 on the game clock. Going to the foul line, going to shoot. Talking about the 1-1. We need some conversation here with Coach. 2:52 on the game clock. 38-36. Lady Warriors in front. They're saying that foul, they're trying to find out who that foul was on. And see if they have it correct. They're going to call this foul on North Miami number 10, Lady Musil. She has four, she foul number 10. First shot good of a two-shot foul. Cameron Runner, 38-37. 2:52 left in the first overtime. Second shot good. Tie ball game at 38. 2:50. Clock moving. We're going to see the front court crossing the timeline on the dribble. She'll pick up the dribble. That's 23, Logan Mauser. She'll get the ball back from Bowman. She'll drive in. Shot in the paint. Rimmed around. Fell off. Rebound. Put back is good. Right at the basket. At 22. Molly Freeman, 40-38. Lady Warriors by two. They're working down low. Kate Shakel. They're working back around out top on the dribble. Crossing over. They're working down low. Cassie Shakel, good. In the paint off the glass right side. 2:12 left. Tie ball game at 40. Lady Warriors, Lady Huskies. In the front court with the basketball, Lady Warriors. Out top, they'll dribble back around, pick up the basketball, and move it around the perimeter. Logan Mauser now back to Bowman. Allison Bowman, the point guard. She'll pick up a screen. Right there, right side, Logan Mauser. She'll dribble baseline, bring the ball back out. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Left elbow extended. Rebound, shot, wouldn't go. The three-point shot was taken by Lainey Musil. That rebound bucket wouldn't go in. That's Molly Freeman. To the front court. Went through the corner baseline. She'll dribble now. Out top. She'll work at Hadley Cherry. Back out top to move the basketball. Ella Hickok. Back to Hadley Cherry. Baseline. She'll fake a shot. She'll pass back out. On the dribble. Number two. That's Ella Hickok. Elbow. Left side. Back to Hadley Cherry. She'll hand the ball off right there to Ella Hickok. It's going to be a bump foul. Bit of a push foul out of bounds. North Miami. In the left corner. So there'll be two shots awarded. We'll mention that foul's whistled on number 10, Lainey Musil. Lainey Musil has four in the ballgame. Two shots on the double bonus. Rimmed around, fell in. Had some top spin. Up here hit the rim. So we'll mention Ella Hickok shooting 68% from the stripe entering this ballgame. Second shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. 41-40. Crossing the timeline, going to bounce pass. Back out top, Bowman. Allison Bowman on the dribble in the front court. On the dribble, out top. 23, Logan Mauser. Mauser, a back pedal dribble near the center circle. Going to guard her loosely right here. That's number 10, Cameron Runner. Ball's going to be bounce pass. Might have some top spin on it. Going to go off the hand near the side court line. Going to lose the ball out of bounds. That was Allison Bowman. So they're going to bring the ball in from the side court. Hadley Cherry. They'll take a breather back in the ball game. Number 3, Katie Brown. 50 seconds left. 41-40. Lady Huskies by one. First overtime on the dribble out top. Dribble right side. He'll bring the ball back out. Cameron Runner. She'll pass out of it. The double team. She'll get it back to Ella Hickok. Emily Smith going to reach in, going to give up a foul. Emily Smith going to stop the ball game. 32.2 seconds left. Emily Smith going to pick up the personal. Ella Hickok going to go to the free throw line. Emily Smith now with three in the ball game. Lady Huskies with five thus far. First shot good. Double bonus. Ella Hickok. Adley Cherry back in the ball game. Katie Brown taking a breather. 32.2. Second shot. Hit the rim. Fell in. 43-40. Going to be a full 60-second timeout to be called by the Lady Huskies. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We mention that this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. Arcadia, Indiana, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. They also restore cars and trucks. That's the classic variety. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, that's 317-984-5283. To find them, take Howard Street West off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. 32.2 left. 43-40. Lady Huskies in front. Ball's going to be brought in from the baseline, backcourt by North Miami. Lady Warriors. Going to end down the basketball with number 11, Emily Smith. Going to be guarded in the backcourt. Ella Hickok going to guard the inbound. That's Allison Bowman. She'll run the baseline slightly, get it back into Bowman. Relaxing for defense is Ella Hickok. Emily Smith, ball in the front court. She'll hand the ball back on a bounce pass. Working at right side. That was 13, Bowman, looking for the cutter. The cutter wasn't there. 21.3. 43-40. Ball's in the backcourt on the dribble. Cameron Runner. Going to cross over front court. She's going to take a pass through the hoop. She's going to draw back around. Keep the basketball. She goes baseline. She'll draw the foul. She'll go to the free throw line. That foul's going to be whistled. On 13, Allison Bowman. She has two. 11.3 seconds. Left first one short off the rim. She'll get one more. Four in the lane for Lady Warriors. Second shot, good. Timeout. Hamilton Heights, Coach Keegan Cherry. 11.3, full 60-second timeout. 11.3 left here in first overtime, 44-40. We do thank you for listening. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. They're going to inbound the basketball. We brought in from the backcourt, 11.3. And inbound, they can let them know they can run the baseline. Can be brought in this time by Bowman. Bowman brings it in. to Emily Smith. She'll cross the timeline, get the front court. She'll pass it back through. 3-point shot at the buzzer, near the buzzer, I should say. Good. Well behind the arc. Emily Smith for three. 2.3 left here in second overtime. 44-43. Timeout. 30-second timeout. Again, we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll miss you. Discount copies. 317-773-8783. They're in Noblesville. And we'll also mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So they're talking it up right now. 2.3 left. Cheerleaders, Husky cheerleaders making a joyful noise right there. Both teams, you know, exit the huddle as the first buzzer. 2.3 left. And right there, Hamilton Heights going to get the end down. They'll bring it in. Bring it in from the backcourt on the baseline. After the 3-point shot, right elbow extended well beyond the arc by Emily Smith. He brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Haley Roten, full court pressure. Will be brought in, guarding the basketball right there, and a foul Cameron Runner immediately. 1.4 left. And good team play right there. Foul's going to be whistled on number 10, Lainey Musil. 5'7" freshman. Won't you just free throw line is Cameron Runner. She'll have the double bonus. 1.4 remaining. First overtime. Shot on the way. First shot is good. 45-43. Back in the ballgame, Hadley Cherry. Taking a breather, Katie Brown. To get one more, 45-43, 1.4 left, 3 on the lane for the Lady Warriors. She's going to miss it on purpose. She's going to hit the backboard off the rim. Ball's going to go free. Going to get the rebound. A very good ball game right here tonight. North Miami Lady Warriors. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, final score. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 45. North Miami Lady Warriors, 43. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for North Miami. The Lady Warriors are going to play Saturday. That's December 3rd. North Miami will be at Vitco. And that is another away game of 7 since November 11th. And that was Culver Academy. We'll mention the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies' next game on their schedule will be Saturday, December 3rd. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will travel to Fort Wayne Lures. They'll do battle with the Lady Knights. 12 o'clock for the JV, 1:30 for the varsity. We thank my wife, Paula, back home. I say what? She's very good. And she keeps things going, and she does a lot of help for put me in sports, and we're thankful for what she does at other parts of business. We thank you very much. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.